Hey everyone, this is Stelly FD.
And this is Heat and Chop.
And in today's episode of the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about creating a sense of urgency, or even what is a sense of urgency in your organization or your team in your company.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah, we don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
All right, and the reason why we want to talk about this is that you had an interesting conversation about this topic yesterday.
Yeah, I did. So yesterday I was talking to a founder who I advise, and you know, he's got hundreds of people at his company, runs the company, CEO, founder, and I've helped him for many years, and he's a friend, and somehow I felt the need to tell him that I think, you know, in your organization, you know, the team lacks a sense of urgency. And he gave me this look like, well, what do you mean? Like, I have that sense of urgency. I'm like, yeah, but the team probably doesn't, right? Judging by, and then I listed out all the reasons why. And
That would be my next question was like, what prompted you to bring this up? Like, why did you?
Yeah. So, It was a rare instance where he wanted to have the meeting. Uh-huh. And with him, it's just like, oh, you want to have the meeting? Great. Doesn't matter what topic it is. I'm actually an advisor and I have equity and that's how I treat these. And so, you know, met with him within a couple of days and he's, you know, not always around and whatnot. So met in person and I think, you know, he wanted advice on a bunch of stuff, which is cool. And I always learn something every time. And so I just felt the need to tell him this because he seemed much more receptive to that kind of feedback yesterday compared to ever before, right? Might be because I've been pushing on a couple areas. I've written some long essays to him about these things, which I usually wouldn't do unless necessary. Not anything they're screwing up, but just like some things that like I felt really strongly about. And I think that opened up the conversation. And, you know, and this is a little bit of a side note, but like, I don't like to give feedback unless someone is ready to accept it. Mm-hmm. And that could be by them asking for it or them just literally, I can sort of feel or sense or whatever that like, oh, they're open to me saying some shit that might be a little aggressive or, you know, whatever. Cause it, you know, it's hard to say to someone that has hundreds of team members that, hey, your team lacks a sense of urgency. Cause you know, they're at a scale where they can afford hundreds of team members. It's a whole different story. Right. And so what it came up in that specific conversation was that they are turning into a much more mature company and they've never really built as much discipline around product development as I think they could around like process and, you know, shipping the right things and stuff like that. And so as I was talking to him, I came to this conclusion that we were talking about product a lot in that case. And I think this applies to all parts of the business, but in product specifically, product and engineering design, they have, you know, some work to do to catch up to competitors in a few key areas, just like everyone else does. And the thing I was mentioning was that, like, the way I think about sense of urgency on product and engineering today, especially in a SaaS business, this is a SaaS business, is that you need a sense of urgency, not necessarily a sense of urgency on shipping, like just code or product or shipping to customers, but you need a sense of urgency on knowing that what you're shipping or going to ship in the future is the right thing for the customer. So the sense of urgency isn't like, oh, we need to go ship, we need to put code out there. It's actually like, we need to figure out what's right and then aggressively pursue that versus all these other things we could pursue that might not be right and that are going to take a long time.
All right, let's pause on this because I think this will fly over the heads of most people.
That's cool.
Right? It sure did at first when you described this to me.
Yeah.
Because when we talk about sense of urgency, I think people translate that. Most people will translate that.
Let's go faster.
Faster.
Sure.
Let's do whatever we do faster. That's not what you're saying.
So let me give you context some more. So when I first said it, he said the same thing. Mm-hmm. He said, oh, when I try to get certain teams, they have a lot of teams there. When I get certain teams to try to go faster, they fuck it up. They cut corners. They don't write as good code. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean sense of urgency equals make people go faster. Sense of urgency equals, for me, the idea that, you know, in any business, you need to deliver the right things to customers across all areas, whether it's sales, marketing, product, engineering, all areas require you to be right when you go out to the customer and be, you know, aligned with what their needs are. So the sense of urgency in this case on product, we could go through every department, we can talk about what that looks like. To me, in this market today, where like just putting out an MVP doesn't always lead to success, especially once you have a bunch of stuff, is sense of urgency and figuring out what's right. So if you take that on product development, a lot of things you would do if you took that framework over just shipping code is you wouldn't just push your team to ship code. You'd push your team to do more research. You'd push your team to answer the question, answer this question of how do we know that what we're going to ship is the right thing to ship? And so my sense of urgency, even on our teams, regardless of how long something's going to take to build, I feel good as a founder when we have conviction that it's the right thing. So my sense of urgency is oriented not around shipping the code. It's actually oriented around knowing that it's the right thing. That's the first like gate in terms of urgency that I like to have on product. If we want to extend this to sales, and I'm sure you'll have some thoughts, in my mind, like sense of urgency in sales is sense of urgency in figuring out what the right thing to sell and the right way to sell it is. So you wouldn't necessarily go hire 20 salespeople in the beginning.
Yeah.
You want to make sure your sales funnel is productive.
Yeah.
And hire the minimum amount of people to make that happen.
Yeah, the sense of urgency would be around figuring out a way to sell that is repeatable, that is predictable, and then that is scalable.
And profitable.
Profitable, yes. Well, although that's not always the case with many other SaaS companies. Don't give me that look.
Are you a real salesperson or what, dude?
Don't give me that look.
All right.
So coming back on this, because I think it's really important to like make sure everybody gets this.
Yeah, totally.
The sense of urgency.
I barely understand it.
Yeah. So sense of urgency, the way I grasp it in this context is when we show up at work, there is an intensity and a focus on getting it right. Let's say in this case,
or knowing it's right.
Knowing it's right, confirming that we know what we need to do. And that comes out of what creates that typically? That can come out of a strong sense of mission, like we have something really important to accomplish.
Yeah.
Or those needs that we're trying to cater to for our customers are very important. And every day we miss that is a wasted day. And that needs
Correct.
To be something that feels important and feels people feel strongly around. A sense of urgency in this sense could be an intensity around if we don't get it right, this company, our customers are all at stake.
Yeah.
So having a sense for what's at stake when I show up at work. So it's not urgent in the sense of do what you do, do whatever you do, but just keep doing it faster. It's like
it's better.
Do it better, but understand the stakes and feel like these stakes are really high and what you do is really important. And if you waste today or not, it matters. Like having a sense that this matters. If we spend another week not getting it right, it does matter. It's not just like, oh, whatever, we'll do it next week.
Yeah, don't wait on trying to figure out whether it's right or getting it right.
Yeah.
I think if you look at any business, the biggest thing that makes a business fail or succeed is them getting their product right for the customer, them getting their sales right for the customer, them getting their marketing right for the customer. So if you want to take the sense of urgency and just apply it to a business, just on a whole holistic level, it's like, basically, it should be a sense of urgency to serve that customer better than anyone else.
Yeah.
And then I would start from there to basically break down, well, how do we do that in each area that we're trying to work on? Even if you're a smaller company of two or three people, you're trying to get the customer to be happy, ecstatic, high net promoter score, high adoption, high retention with whatever you're doing. So your sense of urgency needs to be around focusing on that customer, focusing on their needs, focusing on what's right for them across all these different areas in your company.
So it's that, but there, on top of it, there is a component around time, which is either the fear that every day or every hour that we're not getting this right has a massive cost attached to it, or that, there must be a component that we need to get to this result as quickly as we can because there's consequences if we don't. And these consequences could be our competitors, the market, could be, you know, we're letting our customers down, whatever, wherever that sense of this time is really, really important. We need to get there as quickly as we humanly can. that is what turns it into, that's where the urgent part comes in, right?
Right.
Because you could have a company where people really deeply care about building what's right for the customer, but not feeling that there's any cost associated to the amount of time it takes to do that. Right. So if it takes us 20 years to do this, whatever, right? As long as we get it right, quote unquote. Well,
no.
It does fucking
then we won't have
years.
A business 20 years.
We're
from
not
now.
Gonna be around for 20 years, right? So we need to get it right
now.
Faster. Now.
Yeah.
Why do you think, let's come back to this example, and this is a bigger team.
Yeah.
But
we can talk about smaller teams.
But it applies equally to smaller teams. Why do you think some teams are lacking? Is this why are some companies or some teams lacking a sense of urgency? And why is this particular company?
So ways you can tell is that in this specific case, in product, a lot of it has to do with alternatives that the customer has.
Yeah.
Right? Like if they come to your product and they have alternatives and you're not up to par, you don't have what many would call parity with the competitors, yet the customer is looking for that parity, looking for a bunch of features that you don't have.
Yeah.
Your sense of urgency needs to be aligned with, well, if we want to grow our business and customers are coming to us and then they go to the other competitor because we don't have X, Y, and Z, well, we better go build X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
So then the question is, how do we know that stuff that we build is going to get us more customers, right? And I don't want to make it a circular argument, but in this specific case, and in many cases out there today, even in some examples in my own businesses, we don't have enough of the features that other people do. And our sense of urgency needs to be aligned around that instead of like shipping code. It's more shipping the right code, shipping the right features. So coming back to sense of urgency, it's like my sense of urgency is knowing that we're right and going to be right about whatever we're shipping before we ship it.
Yeah.
Because in product, nothing else matters. When you ship it, it works. When you ship it, it has the impact you want it to have if you add a feature or if you make an improvement, right? But oftentimes it's like, we're in a speedy culture, even internally inside of many companies where they're shipping stuff.
Yeah.
They're shipping a lot of MVPs. They don't fix them. They don't understand if they're effective, right? So the urgency isn't around speed. It's around, it is first around getting it right. And I think it's getting it right in every area of the business, not just in one area. So when you have a really like, let's talk about, yeah, that's good. Let's talk about like marketing, right? And say, okay, I'm actually launching something new on Monday. I actually am, which is already going to be past when this comes out. And my sense of urgency on that is a sense on this specific thing is a sense of urgency to figure out whether our pricing is correct and the value prop is resonating. So what would I do if I'm launching it on Monday and I want to figure out that as fast as possible? And this is a marketing problem, basically. I'm going to do as much marketing as possible next week to make sure that if I need to iterate it by the next week, I have enough data, which means I need enough traffic to this thing to see if anyone purchases it. So the sense of urgency in that first was like, okay, let's go put something out there and make sure it's good enough. And then once we put it out there, let's go make sure we don't have to wait 3 months to figure out if it's working.
Yeah.
We need to figure it out as soon as possible. So in that case, time is really important and time to getting it right and knowing that there's enough data there. Right.
Yeah.
And in marketing, a lot of times it has to do with volume and data.
Yeah. Okay. But coming back to why is a team lacking that? Why are certain teams or many teams lacking that? Where does that lack of urgency come from?
It comes from founders. It comes from CEOs. It comes from the leader of the team. It comes from a manager of a group of people. It does not and cannot usually come from somebody who's an individual contributor on the team, unless it comes from somebody who has more responsibility over more people.
So why would some of these people lack a sense of urgency?
Like on the team?
Yeah,
or
like
on
this
the
founder, for instance.
Yeah, sure. I think,
by the way, you didn't tell him he lacks a sense of urgency. He said his team lacks a sense of urgency.
I started with his team.
Okay.
And then I went to him.
Okay. Okay.
Because he said he didn't lack a sense of urgency.
Oh, okay.
Right? And then I said, well, the way you get it is by reshifting your thinking about what sense of urgency means.
Because
the example he gave was like, yeah, I had the team speed it up.
Uh-huh.
That didn't work. I was on their ass about speeding it up. It didn't work. I'm like, no, that's not what I mean. Because in that area of product, sense of urgency shouldn't be shipping code anymore. That used to work back in the day when there wasn't as much software out there. Now it should be getting it right.
Yeah.
Right? So you can pick every area of an organization and decide what sense of urgency means. We had a value at Kissmetrics called be better than yesterday. And that value is what drove sense of urgency in the company. If we want to get better every day, we better think about how do we get better. And once we get better, we actually have this sense of urgency embodied in us. So for me, it's like the culture of the company, the culture of the founders, the values in the company, and how they're aligned around having the right sense of urgency for your market, your customer, and what you're building. So it does come from these people. The reason they might not have it is I think it's more of a mindset shift and a framework that you would have, right? Which is really, it starts with alignment with the customer. And once you realize that, you're just like, okay, well, if we had these 10 features yesterday, the customer would buy. So then it's like, how fast can we get these 10 features out? Well, if you haven't done the homework to know that those are the 10 right features, then you shouldn't have a sense of urgency about shipping the features. So it's more about thinking through it and saying, is speed what's important here, or is getting it right what's important here? Because once you know what is right or what should be right, then like you can go as fast as you can towards getting that done. But if you don't know it's right, then all those corners people cut and things like that are against nothing that matters.
Yeah, but you speed matters. It's just speed to what is the race towards?
What are you speeding to?
You know, you're not speeding to shipping code. You're speeding to confirming what the right thing to build.
This is why we build MVPs.
Right.
Right. We're trying to confirm something.
Right.
And we call them minimum viable products because they're minimal. They don't take usually that much effort to create. But the problem is if those aren't validating something important, you're just shipping code that nobody cares about.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So how does he change that? Like, okay, so let's say it's a buy. Is it just a pure mindset shift and that he goes, now I get it. And then what is the behavioral change that he would have to put into practice?
In product, you're looking to build the right product. And when you ship it, make sure, you know, ensure that people will adopt it, whether it's adoption through usage, adoption through revenue, adoption in whatever ways you want. So if you're looking at product, your first sense of urgency is towards getting it right. And how you would do that would be when you go underneath that would be more MVPs, more user research before you release it, more validation that it's right or invalidation of things that are wrong faster. So it's much more experimental mindset, I would say, in product. And experimental means marrying qualitative, like research, user research, customer interviews with actual product development, which many organizations don't do. But again, that's me preaching about product and how I think you should do it.
Yeah.
But that's my opinion. If you're trying to get it right, you can't get it right unless you get feedback before you even launch it.
Yeah. But okay, on top of it, there's a need for, in this case, for the founder of the company or the CEO of the company to not just mandate we need to get it right and we need to have the data and the research to know what we need to build. But when people agree and buy into that and they lay out a plan on we need to get XYZ data, he or she needs to stimulate a mind frame that allows you to like that follows the logic of how can we get that data as fast as possible.
Correct.
Right. So we're gonna do this research and you know over 3 months we're gonna figure out if this is something we want to do or not. Why like challenging the time frame is I think
correct.
Like a habit that then the leadership needs to encompass.
You can't have a sense of urgency without thinking about time.
Yeah.
So the intention wasn't to remove time from it.
Yeah.
Or even speed. The intention is more like how do you know what you should be, like you said,
about.
What you should be urgent about. So,
yeah.
So it, all the leaders, managers, founders, whoever that's responsible for execution, basically, they should be thinking about it like that. It's like, how do we know that what we're being urgent about is the right thing to be
the
urgent
right,
about?
Yeah.
Right.
So it's two components. Number one, deciding what's truly important. And number two is making sure we get to that important thing as fast as possible.
And in different areas, it's different things.
Yeah.
So in product, it has a lot to do with getting it right before you ship it. I think that's the way I would describe the most important thing first in any initiative that you do there. In marketing, it boils down a lot to making sure you have enough volume that you can trust what's going on, right? And then trust, it means like if you only have 100 visitors to a landing page and only one of them buy, that doesn't mean anything. If you have 1,000 visitors and nobody buys, that means a lot. So your urgency should be to getting traffic a lot of the times in marketing if you have something that you're trying to convert on. Because marketing has a lot to do with statistical significance and things like that when it comes to traffic. In sales, as you mentioned, it shouldn't be about urgency to add more salespeople or build the sales team up. It should be urgency on getting the productivity and the knowledge around how you should be selling first. which I know sounds super obvious, but you know sales.
Yeah.
People don't usually do that. They're like, oh, I'm going to hire 2 salespeople, then I'm going to hire 10 more. And here's my timeline. It's like, wait, hold on. If those salespeople get hired, there's no training for them. They don't. You don't have any process. You don't know what your funnel looks like. They're going to sit there with idle hands, not knowing what to do. And you're just going to get lucky with like 2 of those salespeople because they're just good, great, right? But there's no process or system. And then, pick another area and we can kind of jam on it, right?
In support, people would have a sense of urgency for ticket resolution.
That's one of the best.
Right?
Yeah.
That's the best.
Yeah.
Like we resolve every ticket within 2 minutes.
Yeah.
But
if the customer is not happy with your resolution, you did not do the right job. And sense of urgency doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
And then really, that's speed, not sense of urgency.
Yeah.
Right? That's speed to resolution. Great. But if that resolution, I mean, this is why a lot of the companies have added the happiness faces at the bottom and crap like that.
Yeah.
It's because they want to know that even though it got resolved, that the fact that it got resolved in 2 minutes is not important. The fact that the customer is happy with the resolution is much more important.
And also the distinction between I replied to a support request versus I solved the problem.
So in support, the sense of urgency should be to solving the problem. Period.
Yep. Yep.
Right. Every time. Like you don't even need to worry about anything else until you get that right. Then you can worry about time.
Yeah. All right. We could go on and on and on, but I think it's tips time.
Great.
So what's your number one tip for teams and people to raise the sense of urgency for what's important?
Just realize that speed isn't equal to sense of urgency. Realize where you're going too fast versus being thoughtful about what you should be focused on. So I think a lot of this has to do with focus on your sense of urgency instead of focusing on your speed. And if you focus on your sense of urgency, it goes back to not being fast first, but being right about what the thing you should be fast about, right? So the biggest tip I would have on sense of urgency is if you take all these areas in your business and you figure out that they're slow, because it starts with, oh, I'm slow. It always does, right?
Yeah.
Then you want to figure out, what am I being slow about? And am I being slow about the right thing? And then how should I speed it up? So I think a lot, you can look at any business and be like, oh, they're slow at this, they're slow at that, they're slow at that. It's pretty easy to figure that out. But then figuring out what's causing us to be slow at it, and is it a lack of a sense of urgency, or is it that we're just picking the wrong thing? So if you're in product and you're saying we're slow at shipping product, that's great, but that's not good enough. What you should be saying and what the right slowness is we're slow at figuring out what's right. Because we have to figure out what's right first. In sales, it should be like, we're slow at iterating our sales process, right? So you should have a sense of urgency of iterating your sales process.
Yep.
In marketing, it could be like, we're slow at getting traffic. Okay, great. If you have something that converts, then go speed up getting traffic. And your sense of urgency should be experimentation around channels.
Yeah, I love it. All right, so what is there really to add here?
Did we get there? Does it make more sense?
I think so. I mean,
it's a topic I wanted to discuss.
The audience needs to tell
exactly.
about this.
Yeah.
We both didn't know we would talk about this today.
No, we didn't.
And I feel I've thought and we've gotten somewhere with this conversation.
Yeah.
But I don't know how the listeners feel about it. So
it's an esoteric topic, to be frank.
It is, right? And because these words can mean so many different things to different people. So we had to clarify, what does this mean to us in this context? And then what do you do with that? I think, just translating this into 2 simple questions, maybe to get into the habit of asking yourself, maybe you write it even out somewhere on a piece of paper and you put it on a wall.
You give them something tangible to do right now.
Which is write down, is this the most important thing we can do? And then the second question, are we doing it fast enough?
Love it.
So in any meeting you are, in every discussion that any kind of team has, you raising these 2 questions and honestly raising them and trying to discover and explore these questions will always lead to better outcomes.
Yeah.
Hey, we're working on this thing. Is this the most important thing we could work on? Is a very important question. It's very uncomfortable a lot of times, especially when people are already committed to something that they want to work on. But it's an important question. And then once it's really confirmed, yes, this is the most important thing we could work on, why does the timeline we've given it, why is that a fair timeline? Could it be accomplished in less time? And if so, what would it take for us to get there? They just ask these questions in every discussion and you do it honestly and you explore these honestly, you should see a positive impact.
Yeah. And for everybody listening, you got to the main point right there. Those 2 questions every meeting and you'll have a sense of urgency.
There you go. Go get them.
Later.